For the purpose, critique, review, education, positive vibes, we are now looking up Madonna's dress. Take two. Purpose, critique, review. Okay, for the purpose, critique, review, education, positive vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
He's getting better, folks. He's getting better at the introduction. It's Madonna Uniquities number 25. I'm your host, senior host, WC Chronicles.
That makes you want to remember her music from, like, Desperately Seeking Susan.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of the other movie I'm looking for.
Dick Tracy.
Yeah, but there's one about the wrestlers. The wrestling.
Vision Quest.
I mean, her early good 80 nerd stuff that we could wrap our brains
around.
I'm
just amazed I was actually able to help recall all four of those at one time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. But you know, the great thing about this is it's like we were talking about small towns. Like, remember, like Dairy Queen.
Yes.
Okay. They opened the restaurants. They had, like, the freezers, you know, the ice cream and stuff, the windows, you know. But then it was like, okay, you know, football, baseball, whatever, basketball, let's meet. The family would meet or people would meet. And it was like the big thing.
After soccer game where you would go and have lunch.
And then you saw your friends there. It was like, oh, the next day in school or high school, I saw you there and blah, blah, blah. I mean, what happened to the simplicity of life?
There was such a great little, it was the little town of Philomath, Oregon, on the edge of Corvallis. It's a lumber town, lumberjack town. But there was the Dairy Queen there. The town has pretty much kind of exploded, just by Philomath definitions, exploded in population. It just, the Dairy Queen was there. You would go there after the football game. You would run into people there. It's so unique.
And this is like Madonna's Uniquities. The Vision Quest, the Desperately Seeking Susan, At Close Range. She wasn't in, but this, you know, she sang the sound, music for her. The movies you said, Vision Quest, Evita. It's just time slipped away, and it's like in a time capsule in our mind, and it's just hard to click with everything going on. I watched episode real fast. Luke Perry died, God rest his soul, from 90210, but there was no cell phones back then. They had to put the quarter in at the peach pit.
No pagers.
No. And it's just like, what happened?
Just that the most advanced technology at the time was a fax machine.
Yeah.
So, let's get into Madonna Uniquities number 25. This information is probably a few weeks old, but still, it's fun to revisit it because I've been sick. I'm feeling better. She put out she's working on a new album, 36-second song on Instagram, February 8th. The song is roughly called Guitars With Your Gloves On. I think it's just kind of a spoof. Madonna does have a sense of humor. She's kind of funny. Let's listen to it. I think she's past the point of taking herself serious, but at the same time, when she wants to, she can get in your face.
Listen, with MDMA, all of her money, all of her hits, all the awards, all the tours, she's going to be who she is. She's 60, like you said.
Yeah.
She's past caring. She's just enjoying life now. She's raising kids from Africa now.
Yeah.
She's giving to Malawi all kinds of money to support schools and stuff. Gives money back in her hometown of Michigan.
She's got that iconic voice that we grew up with, and it's just, it takes you back no matter what.
And no matter how the tits sag and whatever else looks bad, she tucks it and does it like that. She's still Madonna, and we're never going to disillusion or leave our queen, because she is the queen of pop and she's just amazing.
So our main feature song for this podcast, it is the 30th anniversary of Like a Prayer. It was the lead single from March 3rd, 1989. It took a few weeks to reach number one on April 22nd, where it remained number one for 3 weeks.
And it cost her a lot of money with the Pepsi commercial.
Yes, that very controversial Pepsi commercial, because she kissed the black saint. She's dancing in front of the crosses that were on fire. I mean, you look back on that now, that kind of stuff is so mild. So mild compared to what other nonsense that was going on.
That was jump-starting fires and press and everything. It's crazy.
It was a kickstart, a kick in the pants, and it makes it, looking back in the rearview mirror, would you do it again? Hell yes. Three times over, you know? So what I pulled here is just not Like a Prayer, but this is from the 12-inch vinyls of U.S. and the U.K. from the Japan mini CDs, a really neat mix of it. This is called the Churchapella mix.
Oh, nice.
Of Like a Prayer. 608. Here.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees, I wanna take you there. In the midnight hour, I can feel your power. Just like a prayer, you know I'll take you there. I hear your voice, it's like an angel sighing. I have no choice, I hear your voice. Feels like
Now, would you expect FM radio to play that in its completely entirety version?
No, but hopefully they do and really appreciate the artist she is.
Yeah, I mean,
she crossed how many bridges and just kept going?
Just kept going into cult icon status. I mean, I know we babble on about praise, but I mean, Madonna is part of our who we are. And
growing up, Virgin Tour, 1985 was the Virgin Tour. They had Blonde Ambition. How many? I can't even name any more.
Don't need to.
I'm just saying, but you know, like you said, international iconic sensation.
So, support Madonna. Go buy her music.